Studio 360.
Moonlight won the Academy Award this year for Best Picture, but one of its most remarkable achievements is for a thing they don't give Oscars for, casting. There are two major characters, Chiron and Kevin, who in the early part of the movie are young kids.
You're funny, man.
Why do you say that?
In the middle are teenagers.
What you doing here?
Detention, man.
And then in the final part are grown men.
It's not what I expected.
Well, what did you expect?
The filmmakers needed to hire six different actors to play those two main characters. So how did the woman in charge of casting respond to that challenge? A fellow casting director said she deserves a Purple Heart.
That was very generous.
That's Yessi Ramirez, the casting director for Moonlight. The film's set in Miami, and to find the actor to play the youngest version of the main character, Chiron, her team spent weeks looking for kids in South Florida interested in acting, but not so experienced that they were auditioning for theme park ads or making jazz hands.
You know, if they have training to be very happy and expressive, and if they had done a bunch of Disney TV shows, like, I think that is difficult to shake that and to pull that back.
It was at a middle school near Miami where the casting team found Alex Hibbert.
So I went, and the director, he kept telling me to do it in different actions, like sad, happy, mad, and stuff. And then he made this face. He was all like, you.
Alex plays the youngest version of the main character in Moonlight, Chiron.
In Chiron's part, when you go and watch the movie, if you go and watch the movie, he doesn't talk a lot, but his face expresses how he feels, what he wants to say and stuff. And for acting, you don't have to talk, but your face could say it all.
Again, casting director Yessi Ramirez.
Alex is a unicorn, honestly. I think we got really lucky with him. He's not at all like the character that he plays. He's full of life and dances and moves around, and just he's a ham, basically. But there was just something really spectacular about him, and behind his eyes, he was able to convey so much that was unsaid.
You don't talk much, but you damn sure can eat.
That's all right, baby. You ain't got to talk till you get good and ready.
My name is Chiron. People call me Little.
That's Alex Hibbert with Janelle Monáe and Mahershala Ali as his unofficial foster parents. Yessi Ramirez was at her office in Hollywood when I reached her. She told me that for her and the director, Barry Jenkins, the hardest part of casting Moonlight was casting the teenage versions of the characters. That's the age when Chiron and his friend Kevin first get sexually intimate.
There was a lot of actors that didn't want to take the risk because of the sexuality. And I think a lot probably had to do with, you know, the age level, you know, and not being confident in their career that they felt like they could take a step like this. And, you know, whenever we'd reach an obstacle like that, I would tell Barry and he would say to me, Yessi, that's why we have to keep doing this. That's why we have to keep doing this.
And does part of your job become a kind of selling this idea to them, or counseling them, like, oh, no, this won't ruin your career? Or,
oh, definitely.
Is that part of the conversation? Yeah.
Well, it's definitely, I mean, you know, any project that I take on, I have to believe in it and be able to sell it and pitch it to agents and managers for their clients, and trying to sell them on the idea. Hopefully now this will help them realize that maybe they should have done it. And maybe in the future they'll consider projects like this a little bit more seriously.
I want to play a clip of teenage Chiron and his friend Kevin when they are stumbling toward their first sexual encounter.
Sound like something you want to do?
I want to do a lot of things that don't make sense.
I didn't say it don't make sense. But tell me, like what? Like, what a lot of things.
That's Jarrell Jerome and Ashton Sanders. For the fully adult version of Chiron, you cast an actor named Trevante Rhodes, who physically is much bigger and stronger looking than the two actors who play him at a younger age. And I remember as I was watching the film, it took me a couple of seconds to make sure, like, is that the same guy?
Yeah.
So ordinarily, I can imagine you'd think, oh, no, this guy is too beefy and to play this character. What was the idea that, no, we would make him be physically different to suggest a life path that came between the two characters, or was it just an accident?
Initially, it wasn't an idea, and when I read the script, like, I never envisioned the character to be the physicality that Trevante is. And that is why when he came into audition, I had asked him to read the adult Kevin role.
The friend of the main character. Yeah.
Yes, Andre Holland's role. And when he came in and started reading, he just had such a vulnerability in his eyes and a kindness and a sweetness and he just had such an emotional control of himself, but in a way that gave you so much in the room. And I think eventually it made sense to us when we saw Trevante come in and read that line that was in the script before Trevante read, when he's talking to adult Kevin and he says, I built myself up. It made sense to me that he built himself up. He created this exterior for himself to protect himself.
Remember the last time I saw you?
For a long time, try not to remember. Trying to forget all those times. I started over. Built myself from the ground up. Built myself hard.
And when he said those lines in the room, because eventually we brought him back, Barry had then left to Miami, and so he came in to read just with me, the actual role we thought he was right for. And when he said those lines, I teared up.
Well, that's the thing. As you say, the vulnerability that he showed as a little skinny kid is still there and all that. But then you see this big man doing it, and it's all the more moving.
Yes, yes.
So just a year ago, the campaign and meme "Oscar So White" was exploding. It seems like there's been actual progress the last year or two, including two acting nominations for Moonlight. Congratulations. Do you think there's been a change in the industry generally in the last year or two in people being more open to casting people of color?
Well, I think films like this definitely help. I think it's about, when I make lists of actors and when I audition actors, even if it calls for a Caucasian male in their 20s, I try to change it up and bring in some diverse options as well and try to present them in the best light and hope that my creators and directors and producers see the advantage as well.
And do you actually get scripts say that call for a Caucasian actor in their 20s? Does it say that?
Yeah, a lot of times, yeah.
So when you are doing your best to suggest non-white actors for this role or that role, do you feel like filmmakers are listening more now than they did 4 years ago?
I think so. I mean, I think it's important, like I was saying before, that I think that we stand up for projects. You know, if you're approached to do a project that doesn't represent the community in its truest form, I think it's important to let that filmmaker know. And I think I think definitely projects like this are motivating and inspiring people to make more projects like this. I'm sorry, I have like three actors waiting outside.
Well, what a perfect way to end this.
Thank you, so sorry.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was casting director Yessi Ramirez. And thanks to reporter Nadej Green and WLRN Radio in Miami for their help.